are listening to The Morning Magazine for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Shannon Young. Thank you for joining us here on listener-supported community radio. Coming up on today's program, we'll rebroadcast yesterday's media briefing by FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, Governor Jared Polis, Representative Joe Neguse, and other officials who updated the public about disaster response efforts after last week's fires in Louisville and Superior. At the bottom of the hour, we'll hear the BBC headlines and then the Hightower Lowdown, followed by the latest from Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley and Xcel Energy about restoration of power and gas services and the timeline for return to evacuated areas. As always on Monday morning, it's Counterspin at 9 a.m., a look at fairness and accuracy in reporting. Then at 9:30, Doug Gertner will be in the Denver studio to bring you 2.5 hours of eclectic music with the Morning Sound Alternative. All that's still ahead this morning, but first, a look at local and regional headlines with KGNU's Jamie Sudler.
Two people are still missing after the Marshall Fire raged through parts of Boulder County on Thursday. Another, who was listed as missing, was found safe, according to authorities. The search for the other two continues with the aid of dogs trained to find human remains. One of them is a woman from Superior and the other a man from the Marshall area. Each of their homes was lost in the wildfire. Dave Hayes, chief of the Louisville Police Department, said that they had also been using cadaver dogs out of an abundance of caution, even though nobody was reported missing there. The fire burned across 6,200 acres and completely destroyed more than 900 homes and businesses and damaged close to 200 more. As of last evening, the fire was considered to be almost 75% contained, with crews attacking hot spots and some properties still smoldering. Boulder County said in a release that there are areas of significant heat around some of impacted structures and could have the potential to flare up. At a news conference yesterday, Sheriff Joe Pelley would not say whether the fire was caused by humans. However, investigators have focused on a possible point of origin in a neighborhood near the intersection of Colorado Highway 93 and Marshall Road. Sheriff Pelley said that a passerby videoed a burning shed there on Thursday morning. However, he added that they don't know if that shed started the fire or was secondary. The Denver Post reports that the property where the shed was located is occupied by members of a Christian religious sect called the 12 Tribes, and CBS 4 reports that a search warrant was executed at that property on Saturday. However, officials did not confirm the location of their search. As of last evening at 6 p.m., some residents were being allowed access to their properties in what Boulder County is calling a soft closure. Soft closure means that an area is open to residents only, and identification showing proof of address will be needed to gain entry. The county said in a release that as of last night, the following areas were now a soft closure: Creekside, Circle Park, and The Ridge. In an area from Rock Creek Parkway and McCaslin Boulevard south to Colton Road, and east where Colton Road and Rock Creek Parkway cross. Also included is the area south of South 68th to Davidson Ditch. However, there have been no changes to the evacuation status in Louisville. On Saturday morning, President Joe Biden approved a declaration that the Marshall Fire scene was a major disaster. The declaration means that Boulder County residents are eligible for money from the Federal Emergency Management Authority, or FEMA. In a release, FEMA said assistance can include grants for temporary housing, home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster. Residents and business owners who sustained losses in the designated areas can begin the process by registering online at www.disasterassistance.gov or by calling 1-800-621-3362, 1-800-621-3362. Natural gas services plan to be restored to all victims of the Marshall Fire by tomorrow night, according to Xcel Energy. As of yesterday morning, service had been restored to 1,200 customers. The company is also working to reestablish electricity. A spokesperson said that to get gas service running, it's a home-by-home and business-by-business process. People in need of electric heaters can pick them up at the Red Cross shelter at the YMCA in Lafayette. The University of Colorado Boulder will begin spring semester remotely for the first 2 weeks. Classes are to start a week from today. Officials said that the decision comes in response to the Marshall Fire and also the new surge of COVID-19 cases caused by the Omicron variant. Chancellor Phil DeStefano said in a letter to the campus that the university is unable to welcome students back and that starting remotely will allow them to provide support to impacted students, faculty, and staff, and will also allow them to provide resources to support recovery efforts in the community. The university will attempt to assist students affected by the fire with food and housing assistance. Dorms will remain closed until in-person classes start in late January. The Boulder Valley School District announced yesterday that classes at all schools will resume as planned on Wednesday when winter break ends. The announcement includes areas impacted by the Marshall Fire. District officials said in an update that schools can serve a very important role to support students and their families following the large tragedy. According to the district, none of the schools in Superior or Louisville was physically damaged, and crews are scrubbing buildings where there was smoke. Xcel Energy has also restored electricity to all the buildings, while natural gas is expected to be restored by tomorrow. The district plans to bring in bottled water while a boil water notice is in effect. In other news, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said on Twitter and Facebook Saturday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. Hancock said he had mild symptoms and is quarantining, and credits vaccines and the booster for making the difference in his case. Yesterday at Denver International Airport, 325 flights were canceled and more than 500 delayed as airlines and staff shortages from COVID-19 infections affect crews. The Associated Press reports that on Saturday, the number of grounded flights was the highest since just before Christmas when the airlines began blaming staff shortages for cancellations and delays. Today will be mostly sunny with a high around 45 and an overnight low of about 27. With breezy conditions tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with the high around 43 and a small chance of snow tomorrow night in the Boulder area. Right now, it's 33 in Boulder, 27 in Denver, and 17 in Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.
You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. We go now to a media briefing in response to the fires in Superior and Louisville given yesterday by federal, state, and local officials. It starts with Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This is really a crisis in fast motion. The way that this has quickly moved to destroy close to 1,000 homes and many more damaged, affecting many more thousands of people, some of whom are whose homes are intact or returning home, others are awaiting natural gas being turned on and being ready to return. I want to thank Sheriff Pelley, Colorado National Guard, and of course, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. We had been working with Administrator Criswell closely on the COVID-19 pandemic most recently. We've had a good relationship around expanding our hospital capacity in Colorado and trying to think out of the box, and she's been a good ally in helping us do that in a lower cost way and a faster way. We are honored that within 48 hours we have her on the ground here in Colorado, bringing all the help that the Federal Emergency Administration can bring to bear. To the families who've lost everything they have, we are setting up everything that we can to help you get through what is likely to be one of, if not the most difficult periods of your lives. To those who are still waiting to get back to their intact homes, that will be as quickly as possible. Xcel is going house to house, reigniting natural gas. I know many of you were also worried about frozen pipes and other issues, but everybody is moving as fast as they can to get folks back in safely. I know this has been a very traumatic experience. I wanted to make sure that people know that there is somebody to talk to. You can call Colorado Crisis Services. They can connect you to a professional counselor at 844-493-8255 or just text TALK to 38255. You can also contact imattercolorado.org, Mental Health Partners of Boulder, 303-443-8500, National Disaster Helpline, and many others. And please take advantage of these services if you need somebody to talk to. We also want to make sure that those impacted by the Marshall Fire, are beginning their work on applying for their insurance. We've set up a unified assistance center, meaning this is a place you can go that has the insurers, FEMA, SBA, nonprofit help relief agencies. It'll be open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Every day this week. It actually opened today, but not every one of those entities is yet situated there. It's at 1755 South Boulder Road in Lafayette. And so that's really in addition to, of course, you can deal with your insurance company on the phone or online. But for many folks to have that all in one place, you're going to want to make that a part of your day. And if you've lost or have a lot of damage or lost your home, 1755 South Public Road, Lafayette, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. this week, they will have that information. Your insurance is your first line, and we're working with them to expedite the paperwork to make it as simple as possible to process your claim, both automobile for those who had automobiles totaled as well as homes. But we know that most people have suffered financial loss above and beyond what insurance may cover. There is some help from SBA for that. There are $200,000 loans for property damage that's above the amount that's insured. That's at a rate of 1.43% for 30 years, so folks should take advantage of that. There's also $40,000 in loans for folks who lost property in their home above and beyond what was insured. So again, these are loans. They have to be repaid, but they're on favorable terms. Families, after you figure out what insurance should pay out, should take advantage of those opportunities. If you're unsure how to contact your insurance agency or your company, you can visit www.iii.org, and you can search for insurance company claims filing telephone numbers. I know you likely lost all your insurance paperwork in your home, and so you might have to look at that. You can also get additional help at the site on South Public Road, 1755 South Public Road. They're for businesses that have been affected. There are also some loan packages that can assist. There's several categories. There's building owners. Your building was likely insured. Talk to your insurance company. But there's also small retail stores that were tenants of those. There might be help available through the SBA to help you get back on your feet. For people who worked at those locations who don't have jobs, right? So now we're talking about somebody who might have lived in Westminster, live in Aurora, live in Longmont. You commuted every day to a store or restaurant in Superior or Louisville that's now gone. There's emergency-related unemployment that you can now file for if you have no place of work to go to. The major employers in the area, like Target and others, are able to work with you to reassign you to another location, so you will have a job, and many of them are giving some comp time as well, and we deeply appreciate that. So this is gonna, I know this is a difficult time in your lives if you've lost everything or you don't even know what you've lost. But what's important is to reach out and see what we as a community can do to help. Stop by the 1755 South Public Road one-stop center if you need emergency assisted unemployment, if you need SBA help, and of course, work with your insurance company as quickly as possible. I know for many it seems like a surreal experience. Just a few days ago, you were celebrating Christmas at home and hanging your stockings, and now home and hearth have been destroyed, and it's a shock. And the reality, I know, just hasn't even set in for so many folks who lost everything and for those who still aren't able to return to their homes. But I want the community to know you're not alone. The full force of the United States of America is here with the FEMA administrator, the county, the commissioners, the state, all working together. It's a long road ahead. We built back from other disasters like the 2013 flood. And we will build back stronger from this one because we are Colorado strong. With that, it's my honor to welcome back to Colorado the FEMA Administrator, Deanne Criswell, who we surveyed a number of the sub-developments and scenes with this morning so she could see firsthand the absolute devastation in parts of Superior and Louisville. Administrator Criswell.
Thank you, Governor. On behalf of the President, first, our hearts and prayers go out to everybody who has been impacted by this tragic fire, and know that the nation has you in their thoughts and prayers as well at this time. As you know, we did just tour the area, and the pictures that I was seeing on the television before today just don't even come close to what you see when you when you go look at it in person and the amount of devastation. And I've spent most of my life here in Colorado, and so to come back home to this is shocking. I've raised my boys here. I started as a firefighter in Aurora and was an emergency manager in Aurora, Colorado. I've spent time here in Boulder. I know the emergency management community and all of the work that they have been doing to help the community. And really, just also want to say thank you to the heroic efforts of the first responders that really did such amazing work during this fire to help get people out of harm's way, as well as helping to reduce some of the impact that this fire was starting to cause. As you heard, I did just finish touring the area with Governor Polis, and the congressional delegation was with us. And again, to see this firsthand really lets us know just the amount of destruction that is here. Right now, for FEMA, we have about 100 personnel that are assigned to this disaster, and that number is going to continue to grow over the coming days and weeks. President Biden, he quickly approved a major disaster declaration. The governor called and made a verbal request that day on the 31st that morning, and we had that approved later that evening. And this is now going to be able to provide some assistance to those individuals that have been impacted. Again, your insurance is your first line of defense, but we know that insurance may not cover all of the losses that you have. And so if you have not already, you can register for assistance right now. You can go to disasterassistance.gov, or you can call 1-800-621-FEMA, which is 1-800-621-3362. We will also have representatives at the Disaster Assistance Center. They will be there starting today. Can also take registrations in person. I know sometimes it's hard to navigate through the phone or on the website, and you just want to talk to somebody, and that's where an assistance center like this is going to be a really valuable resource to try to get all of your questions answered in one place. As you also heard, for business owners, the SBA does offer low-interest loans, but it also provides, and really important, the SBA. I know it says Small Business Administration, but they provide loans to individuals as well to help cover some of the uninsured costs. But most importantly, we know that housing is the critical need right now, as well as debris removal. And we're bringing our federal teams together to work side-by-side with the state, the county, and the city officials that have been impacted to develop what that housing strategy is going to be, both the immediate needs to put people into safe places, as well as what the long-term housing needs might be as we work together to rebuild these communities. I know that this is going to be a long road to recovery, but know that the federal family, we are going to be with you 100% all the way through this to help you as you go through this recovery process. Thank you.
You are listening to yesterday's media briefing on the disaster response to last week's fires in Louisville and Superior. Up next is Congressman Joe Neguse.
I would encourage everyone who's been impacted by the Marshall Fire to follow what the governor had recommended and the FEMA administrator, which is to come to the Disaster Assistance Center in Lafayette, or to go to www.disasterassistance.gov. Those programs are up and running. You can apply today. We've already heard in our office from a number of residents who have begun applying for housing assistance, SBA assistance, and the crisis services that are so desperately needed given the trauma that so many of our neighbors and fellow citizens here in Boulder County, unincorporated Louisville and Superior, have experienced. Finally, I will just say a thank you to the many Coloradans who have stepped up over the course of this last 4 days to help their neighbors in need. You know, doing the tour today with the administrator and the governor and my colleagues in the congressional delegation, you could see the many divisions of law enforcement from different parts of our state, from Adams County and from Jefferson County, from Broomfield. Neighbors taking care of neighbors is the Colorado way. It's what we're known for, and I'm just so grateful. And I know that my constituents in Louisville and Superior are very grateful. As was said, it's going to be a long road to recovery, but I'm confident that we will recover together. We've done it before, and we'll do it again. And with that, I'll turn it over to my colleagues in the delegation, Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman Crow.
Thanks, Joe. And just a couple things. I couldn't be more proud of the first responders, as you said, Administrator. Joe Pelley and Stan, your people, if you think about it, two people missing out of 35,000 people evacuated. Unbelievable. Just thank you for that effort. To the president, to the governor, to the commissioners, your prompt response, I think, is going to save a lot of trauma. But there is going to be, short-term, mid-term, and long-term angst and trouble that has to be dealt with over time. And we're providing centers to help people with that. Last thing I want to say is I came by on Friday morning, and I was at the corner of Marshall Road and Highway 93, where the state resources that had responded. There was a fire unit from Brush, a fire unit from Oak Creek, a fire unit from Vail, to be here to help all of us. And then I got to visit with some firefighters at Station 3 in Louisville, who had been up all night, exhausted. But the efforts of these people cannot be understated in dealing with the power of this fire. This, when you go through there and you see the burned out husks of cars and trucks and steel lampposts bent over because of the heat, it's remarkable more people weren't hurt. But we got a lot of work ahead of us, and we've got a heck of a team from the president on down to help people get through this tough time. And I'd like to turn it over to my friend Jason Crow.
Taking the driving visit this morning, really just it was shocking to see the scene. The photos, the videos that so many Coloradans have seen really do not do justice to the level of devastation in this community. Entire neighborhoods gone. Hundreds upon hundreds of homes wiped off the map. It's going to be a long road for this community, but what I am heartened by and what I'm proud of is standing with this team, this group of people who time and time again show their character and show their integrity, from Governor Polis to Michael Bennett to my dear friend Joe Neguse, who joined Congress with me just a few years ago and has had way too much experience dealing with crisis like this, but has shown time and time again his leadership and his ability to do so, and I'm grateful for that, as well as Sheriff Pelley, the county commissioners, the mayors. One thing is very clear. We have an amazing team in Colorado at every level of government who time and time again step up and show the character of this state. Ed Perlmutter and I are here because we know that if this had happened in our district, this team would be here too. That this is the Colorado way. When there's a crisis, it's a crisis for all of us. We stand in the breach together, and we show our character and integrity as a state together. From South Metro Fire in my community that sent units and firefighters up to stand in the breach with their other firefighters, there are countless examples. And I do want to end by just thanking the first responders and firefighters. One thing on our visit this morning, we saw the fire line where it stopped. We saw where those firefighters made their stand and said, the fire stops here. And to throw yourself in the middle of that devastation, in the middle of that firestorm, and to do so with such courage is just astonishing to me, and I will continue to take inspiration for that. So I will stand with this team and be willing to support you however I can in the months and years ahead. Thank you.
Mayor Stoltzman and Mayor Folsom, just to give a closing message to the folks in Louisville Superior.
I just want to thank everyone for all of their patience through this period, all the community members for being so supportive of one another, and to everyone really, truly around the country and especially in the Denver metro area for all your support, from the water being brought in from Parker and from the corporations, from people putting people up in their homes, housing neighbors and friends. Thank you very much. And to the first responders, thank you tremendously. People directly impacted, please do go to the recovery site in Lafayette, and that's on South Public Road, to clarify. And just thank you, everyone, very, very much for what you're doing. And hang in there. We're all going to get through this together.
Thanks, Mayor Stoltzman. As Mayor Stoltzman said, I want to also echo those thanks to all of the great partners at the county, state, federal level. You know, we are both mayors of very small cities and towns, and driving around and seeing these burned out sites, you immediately identify with who lived there, and these were your friends, and they are your friends, and that was their homes that are now destroyed. And so it is heartbreaking for us to have to experience this, but we will get through this together, and appreciate the great support that that you all are providing. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
That's all the time we have for today's Morning Magazine. I've been your host, Shannon Young. Special thanks to Headlines producer Jamie Sudler and to Alexis Kenyon for audio engineering. If you'd like to comment on something you heard on KGNU, you can leave us a voicemail at 303-447-9911. We play those messages back on Tuesday mornings at 8:25. Stay tuned for more information on fire response efforts, this time from Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley.